are sceptical of the idea that greenhouse gases are endangering the future of our planet, endangering our future on it specifically, does that make you right-wing? Well, this week, the Libertarian Heartland Institute in Chicago is holding what is said to be the world's biggest conference of climate change sceptics. Our environment analyst Roger Harabin is there.
At the World Conference of Climate Skeptics, they're applauding the collapse of talks on the Kyoto climate deal. Chief cheerleader Joe Bast runs a libertarian think tank. His aim in this conference is to fashion a real community of climate skeptics who know each other from the blogosphere, a global community, or at least the illusion of one.
64 think tanks and advocacy groups from 18 countries are co-sponsoring this year's conference. Can you please stand up?
So who are these global partners campaigning against climate alarm? One of them is Paul Adepelumi from a right-wing think tank he founded in Nigeria.
We believe right now that the climate change is not the issue. Is it really a crisis now? There needs urgent attention above other issues.
A reasonable question, and one that pays Paul's salary thanks to wealthy anonymous donors in the international policy network of free market think tanks. The big green groups fund partners in developing countries too, of course, although they say climate change is surely a crisis for Africa. But more than 80% of the people at this global conference stem from America, and very much the right side of America. Just check out the merchandising. You're selling T-shirts. Tell me what those slogans say.
All right. If you honestly believe in CO2 as pollution, stop exhaling. You're part of the problem. Hadley Climate Research Institute, University of East Anglia, massaging data to fit the results since 1972.
We're giving out these mouse pads that have a picture of the Greenpeace Rainbow Warrior. This was in Copenhagen, and we got our sign out. The book
Propaganda
really,
Warrior.
Yeah, what Greenpeace really is about.
So this is a bit of your own propaganda, is it?
Our group tries to show that there's another side to the science.
And indeed, among the ideology here, there is also the other side to the science. The science establishment believes CO2 emissions may warm the climate to a catastrophic level. Here, it's widely accepted that CO2 may have warmed the climate already, but there's a belief that it's not likely to heat the planet by more than a degree Celsius, even if we double emissions. Bob Carter, a research professor at James Cook University in Australia, says the Earth seems fairly resilient to CO2.
Back in the early 1990s, it was mainly the green organisations that raised the question, a very good question to raise, isn't carbon dioxide a greenhouse gas, and mightn't it cause dangerous global warming? Now, the answer to both those questions is yes. So what did we do? We set up the IPCC. We've now had 20 years of IPCC-funded science, thousands of scientists, looking for evidence of human-caused climate change, looking for it in the actual measured temperature signal. We can't find it. It does not mean it isn't there, but it does mean that it's of such small magnitude that it's lost in the natural variation. Now, after 20 years and $100 billion, with that result, it's time to ask other questions.
Bob Carter, like several of the scientists here, is at the end of his career where he's held senior posts. He doesn't care which right-wingers have funded this conference so long as he can speak, listen, and launch his book. But to others, the right-wing link here is a problem. That's why an engineer at the conference, Tom Harris, has founded a skeptics coalition specifically appealing to scientists on the political left.
We're trying to give a voice to people who are not right-wing, but who are also climate skeptics. We find in our interviews with scientists that, in fact, there's many quiet scientists who are not speaking out because while they're skeptical that CO2 is a major driver of climate change, they don't want to appear to be supporting the right-wing. They don't want to appear to be supporting fossil fuels.
The skeptics here believe they're winning the battle for public opinion, but they fear they're losing the political fight. That's what worries the libertarians in America, and that's what brings them here, to stop the low-carbon economy in its tracks.
Roger Harabin reporting. It's nearly